Are those indicators, do they exist? What can we do?
They don't readily exist. I would also just, before I forget it, your last point about we might produce a document or we might do the standards, it's not an either or, because I'm already doing the document. God, I shouldn't have given that away for free, should I? I think it's about 2008, and I think I circulated several people about this. The IEA tried looking at, trying to, you know, compare the performance of a plant in the Baltic against a plant in China or Japan or Europe. And it was, in the Baltic, you got the advantages of cold cooling water, and something nearer the equator you haven't, and that has this enormous impact on the performance. It doesn't mean one plant is better than the other, it's just that these factors come into play. Obviously the type of coal you end up using is going to make, my friend here said, talked about brown coal or water and carbon with a bit of ash mixed in. Higher quality coal is going to give you a better result. Doesn't mean it's a better plant, it just means that's the result you're going to get. And the size, bigger the plant, again, the less, if the efficiency losses are relatively less, therefore the overall efficiency can be higher. When we then sort of think about that and how you might say, well, to, I don't know, the World Bank or whoever, well, there's this country in Southern Africa, they want to build a plant, the optimum size might be 500 megawatts because of, limited infrastructure, etc. Maybe a Hele plant isn't the best. I don't know. It's that sort of, do you say that a really low level, choose my words more diplomatically, but a low level country with very limited technology prowess at present with a not great need, should they be allowed to build something, not allow, should they be able to get advantageous funding to allow them to build that sort of plant against another country which is more technologically advanced, perhaps more financially, economically advanced? Perhaps, you have some sort of sliding scale. I haven't put that very well, gentlemen, but I think you get the idea of what I'm talking about.
John has raised his name.
So it's particularly